Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Praise the Lord. Today we want to look at the subject of the chief enemy of the kingdom of God. The chief enemy of the kingdom of God. In Genesis chapters 1 and 2, when God gave mankind kingdom, he placed within our choice an alternative lifestyle called religion. He only advised mankind to continually choose kingdom life, which he has started us on. Beloved, Satan's origin tells us that he was a kingdom being himself who failed to be a religious being. When he took over the earth through man's disobedience, Satan turned it into a religious place after his fallen nature. The earth, therefore, is a religious place where the system of good and evil is practiced. Understand that religion has an appearance of good and evil at the same time. A religious person, therefore, has an appearance of knowing much or knowing what to do, but it still leads to death. Yes, religion is the way that seems right to mankind, but whose end kills instead of giving life. Satan therefore came into the Garden of Eden as a religious being and showed interest in God's word, seeking to interpret it like the Holy Spirit. In doing that, he spoke truth and falsehood at the same time, as is characteristic of religion. Dear child of God, the truth Satan said was that the eyes of our first parents will be open to know good and evil or religion. The falsehood he told them was that when they ate the fruit in disobedience to God, they would not die as God had said. Now I want us to understand that Satan operates religiously with the Bible. Now what Satan had told our first parents, that they would not die, seemed good to them. But Satan was luring them from a kingdom position and lifestyle to a religious one. Until date, the devil operates based on the word of God. Yes, he tries to enforce it, but in his own way, by using it as grounds for accusation, guilt, and condemnation of people before God and in their consciences. So Satan is the one behind the religious ideas of mankind as revealed through Peter, the head of the apostles. This was just after confessing Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew chapter 16 verse 23. Religion is the old element of a man's treasure and the kingdom is the new, according to Matthew 13:52. You must know that God always sets up in the center of a man's life the choice between religion, which is the old, and the kingdom, which is the new. Now, just as God's stance was in the Garden of Eden concerning the kingdom tree of life and the religious tree of knowledge of good and evil, God still does not want us to mix up the old and the new, law and grace, cold and hot, religion and kingdom. He rather advises us to choose the new, to choose grace over law, to choose to be hot than cold, or to choose kingdom life than a religious life. Now, I want us to understand that not everything given to you is for you. You know, God tolerates religion in a man's treasure, just as he tolerated the tree of knowledge of good and evil in his Edenic garden. Yes, he tolerates religion just as he still tolerates Satan on this earth, although religion does not please him and he does not want us to walk in it. Beloved, the fact that a religious or human way of doing things is in the Bible or is in your heart does not mean that God wants you to live by it under Christ. The fact that the religious tree of knowledge of good and evil was in the center of Eden's garden and available for Adam did not mean he should eat of it. Yes, God gave the tree to them, but it was not for them. So now the choice is yours. God tolerates religion or man's own religious or spiritual ways that is based on half-truths to be in the center of our lives together with his kingdom ways. but he redraws, into inverted commas, redraws himself as he did to Adam to see if we will live by religion or by his kingdom system. So do not be deceived by what has worked well to enhance the work of God in times past, but which is different from Jesus' style. Understand that there is a present truth and a past truth, according to 2 Peter. Yes, God is tolerant of religion because he knows that it takes time for people to accept new things or walk in the new or the full light. But it was through religion or half-truths that human suffering came into the world in the first place. So religion has been and will continue to be the greatest source of suffering and inner dissatisfaction among mankind. The kingdom position, arrangement, and lifestyle that our dearest Lord Jesus brought, however, is the greatest source of joy and fulfillment to man. But before Jesus Christ came, in the 400 years of silence between the book of Malachi and Matthew, religious spirits, who are the chief operational enemies of the kingdom of God, were marshaled and unleashed to establish themselves with humanity. The aim was to oppose the kingdom of God that Jesus was just about to bring. These spirits cloaked themselves in the teachings of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes. Now, these three sects were just fronts, F-O-R-N-T-S, fronts for religious spirits who greatly opposes the kingdom of God. So Jesus' chief enemy that he confronted on daily basis in his bid to establish the kingdom of God on earth was religious spirits behind the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes. You need to understand that the devil always likes to go ahead of God's program to establish an opposition to it. That is why giants went ahead of the 3 million Jews into the promised land to oppose them from taking over the land that God had rightly promised to them. Now, I want us to answer the question, what are religious spirits, the chief enemy of the kingdom of God? What are they? A religious spirit is a demon that seeks to substitute religious activity for the power and direction of the Holy Spirit in the life of a person. I'll say it again. A religious spirit is a demon that seeks to substitute religious activity for the power and direction of the Holy Spirit in the life of a person. Although it cannot match the Holy Spirit, religious spirits tries to rival the Holy Spirit in operations. A religious spirit is a spirit of this world, behind which is Satan, having the nature of good and evil. 1 Corinthians 2:12. This spirit of this world, or religious spirit, behind which is Satan, seeks to replace the Holy Spirit as the source of man's spiritual life. It tries to struggle with the Holy Spirit for control and influence over our decisions, attitudes, thinking, behavior, etc., etc. At the extreme, truth can be spoken with a religious spirit instead of the Holy Spirit, and it will kill. Luke 4:34, Acts 16:16 to 18. Also, miracles can be done in Jesus' name, but with a religious spirit instead of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:27 and 24:24. This is why Jesus warned that we will know true or false prophets or teachers by their fruits or character, not by their words, W-O-R-D-S, or by their works, W-O-R-K-S. The words is referring to the truth, and then the works is referring to their miracles. Matthew 7:15-20. Beloved child of God, from the beginning, religious spirits have been in operation, but in a deceptive way, operating by partial truths assumed to be of God. Understand that religious spirits do not try to completely blind people from the truth. Rather, they place a veil over the eyes or heart so that what you see or have is distorted. By so operating, much damage has been done to the believer, the church, and the church's message over the years. Yes, religious spirits are more comfortable in church and with Christians than in discos and with non-Christians. So, almost all kingdom believers are battling against religious spirits in various degrees. These spirits have done more harm to the kingdom move of God than all other demons put together. Even today, religious spirits still retain a seat of honor and respect in the church, declaring to be God or the Spirit of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, 1 John 4:1-6. But their activities are coming to an end in your life, in this time of the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to turn our attention to look at the activities of religious spirits. The activities of religious spirits. One way that religious spirits operate is to get believers to develop ministries, theology, beliefs, messages, and emphasis, partly from hurts, wounds, rejections, and failures, rather than fully from Scripture. Here, the wounds, the rejections, and the failures become the veil on the heart that distorts the believer's view of Scripture. So believers with such bitter personal experiences naturally get passionate about such distorted views and half-truths in such a way that their teachings and ministries that are based on them sound legitimate and convincing. This is because it is derived from their spiritual wounds that they have painfully experienced and want to prevent from happening again. Here, what they teach or model are not lies, but half-truths or seeing through distortions. Currently, there are leadership styles, messages, and emphasis in the church that are based on people's bad experiences rather than biblical models. But beloved, do not allow hurts, wounds, failures, rejections, etc., that you want to avert from occurring again to dictate what you believe or your message, your direction, your emphasis, or your ministry in the Lord. Jesus is our example. Remember, when Jesus was rejected, killed, and later resurrected, his message and ministry was not based on how to prevent death or avoid being rejected, but he still focused on the kingdom of God, a message that he had been preaching even before he was rejected, despised, betrayed, spat upon, and killed. Yes, Jesus was not even always talking about the miracle of his resurrection, but about the kingdom of God that he had begun teaching. Acts chapter 1, verse 1 and 3. Our blessed Lord Jesus will not allow his suffering from the Jews or a wound or rejection that he had gotten from the apostles to change his focus, veil his heart, and taint his sight or his teachings. May Jesus remain your example so that you do not allow religious spirit to influence your focus and emphasis through conventional human wisdom and logic. Amen. Another way that religious spirits operate is to take God's word to the extreme. They take God's word, W-O-R-D, to the extreme. The Pharisees and Sadducees functioned like that. Religious spirits fill these lovers of God, that is the Pharisees and the Sadducees, with such zeal for God, but based on a distortion. Yes, these people had great interest in God's law, the coming of the Messiah, holy living, fasting, prayer, and making disciples than anyone. The devil knew that they were difficult to stop from loving God. So his strategy was to use religious spirits to encourage them on and push them too fast and too far. That is still what Satan does to believers, because his devices has not changed. So when the serpent asked Eve about what God has said to them, she told Satan that God has said that they should not eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil or touch it, lest they die. But God had not said anything about touching it. Genesis 2:17. He only told them that they should not eat of it. But Eve took the word of God to the extreme to include the fact that God said that they should not touch it. Yes, God had only said to them not to eat of it. It was in her zeal that Eve spoke about not touching the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's being so idealistic that she took God's word to a logical extreme.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
This tendency to go a little further than directed may seem harmless, but it reveals a certain pride, as the Pharisees had, and which religious spirit exploits. We should resist idealism or adding to God's word with human logic. Religion is about man's way of doing things to please God and is often reinforced by religious spirits. God does not need your help, my friend, to set up His standards or see it executed in your way. So let's talk about unauthorized idealism. Beloved, being idealistic in place of the true vision of God can destroy God's church, a marriage, or people, because it will give birth to impatience and inability to be content and work with people. This is due to operating with too high standards that is not authorized by God's word, but which you logically infer due to your love for God. My friend, religious spirit will encourage such unauthorized teachings, perspectives, and ministries, causing you to rush on without giving God an elbow room to work on the people around you, to work on your spouse, and to work on new believers, etc., etc. You know, this is how the Pharisees operated. They took God's word to the extreme, just as Eve had done in the first kingdom era, adding their own human deductions that sounded good but produced destruction to people's bid to serve God. A person who is influenced by a religious spirit is therefore very critical of other people's failures and inabilities instead of helping them to make it. Such were the way the Pharisees operated. They never lifted a finger of help to people that they laid heavy spiritual burdens on. Matthew 23:4. But the Holy Spirit, on the other hand, who is the finger of God, is a helper. So although He does not compromise on God's high standards, yet the Holy Spirit will help you to meet them in Christ, so that you do not really see God's commandments as grievous or burdensome. 1 John 5:3. May God deliver you from religious spirits. Now, the third way that religious spirits operate or function today is